This is Travel in the Bluegrass with your host, Alan Watts.
Adair County poultry farmer Allison Brockman says returning home to farm near family and friends is exactly where she feels like she belongs. Brockman says she raises chickens for Tyson, which provides a stable source of income.
They have contracts with farmers for different amounts of time, depending upon your houses and how new they are. Ours are fairly new, so we were signed up for a longer contract. But, yeah, we really enjoy it because it's, you know, we don't have to worry with finding the chickens or finding somewhere to market them to. We're provided with that kind of stability in agriculture, which is kind of hard to find sometimes.
Brockman says coming home has been a neat experience.
You always miss the people. Home is home. So it's great to get back and reconnect with people that I had previously, you know, I was in school, in high school, and you're really busy as a kid. And so coming back is really different because you actually have time to be your own person, build your own life, and make connections with other farmers who, as a kid, you kind of looked up to them, and now you work with them.
She says starting as a young woman in agriculture had some interesting moments.
Whenever I was getting everything moved over into my name and calling about, you know, putting all the bills and things in my name, people would say, oh, you own it. You know, I got that a lot. You know, they were like, you're so young, you're a woman. So that was, it didn't bother me because I'm used to that. My mom is a farmer and she's always kind of had to deal with that a little bit.
Travel in the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
It's sad but true. Lots of folks think that food comes from the grocery store. Although that's the final stop, let's remember the first stop, the American farmer. It's the American farmer that faces uncertain markets, uncertain weather conditions, and a multitude of issues that most of us couldn't even understand. So the next time you're becoming impatient as you travel slowly behind farm machinery on the roadway, remember they're not only feeding the Commonwealth and our country, they're feeding the world. If you ate today, think of farmer.